the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, here we go. Game two. It's the boys' contest. Royal Valley and Nemaha Central battle with two of the top teams in 3A. Both teams are 4-0. Let's dive into the starting lineups tonight. Our game presented by Peru State College. We'll start with the Thunder. Carter Lewis, a 6'3 senior, averaging 7 points per game. Curtis Beck, the leading scorer, 6'4 senior, averaging over 20 points and 8 rebounds a game. Marcus Beck, a 6'4 senior, is averaging a double-double, 14 and 11. Cole Hermish, a 6'2 senior. And Sam McWilliams is a 5'10 senior. For the Panthers, the number 5-ranked team in 3A, Trayson Murata is a 5'10 junior. Mason Thomas, a 6'5 senior. Jake Kelly, a 5'11 senior. Brady Klotz, a 6'6 senior. K.J. Miller, a 6'4 senior. Panthers head coach Chris Brown, Thunder head coach John Thomas. We pause for a timeout for the national anthem. Our tip-off is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're invited to the Holiday Open House for Hiawatha Farm and Home on December 20th from 11 till 2, and also to Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca on December 23rd from 2 until 5. All-day savings of 10% for in-store merchandise those two special Holiday Open House days. Some exclusions may apply. That's at Hiawatha Farm and Home the 20th and at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca the 23rd. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Game tonight presented by Peru State College. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you, the dynamic duo. Yes, it is true. We are the dynamic duo indeed. As we get set for Royal Valley and Nemaha Central, the top two teams right now in the Big 7, both 4-0, both ranked. Thunder this week, number 6 in 3A. Panthers are number 5. This is going to be a good one, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you're on the airwaves, 92.1 or MSCSports.net, we are ready to rock. Nemaha Central, left to right. They'll have the first possession after winning the opening tip. Here is Carter Lutz, the 6'3 senior. Top of the key now, it's Cole Hermish, right side. It is Marcus Beck who had it knocked away. He is guarded by Mason Thomas. Here's Curtis Beck. Now Lutz gets it. First touch here for Sam McWilliams, the 5'10 senior. 30-plus seconds in, same possession here. Good defense, man-to-man, of course, for Royal Valley. Royal Valley giving up just 32.3 points per game through the first four. Lutz at D3. Right rim no good, but an offensive rebound, and stick back is right there for Curtis Beck. Averaging 20 points and nearly 9 rebounds a game. They go right inside. Here's Klotz. Doubled. They kick it out. Mason Thomas for three, and Mason Thomas with the berry from outside. A 6'5 senior averaging 13 points and 6.5 rebounds a game gives Royal Valley an early 3-2 lead. Tipped out of bounds by Klotz, the three-year starter. 6:52 left opening quarter, 3-2 Royal Valley. Royal Valley won both games last season. They go inside. Marcus, good defense, swatted away by K.J. Miller, and the rebound picked up by Trayson Murata. Murata up the floor to Jake Kelly, a 5'11 senior. Here's a turn, face, shot, too strong, rebound backside by Hermes. Here comes Nemaha Central, down 3-2. 90 seconds plus into this opening quarter. Here's McWilliams for three, off, no good. Battle for the rebound, far side, and we get a whistle and a tie-up, and the possession arrow goes to Royal Valley. 3-2 lead for the Panthers, just getting going in this battle of 4-0s, battle of two of the top six teams in Class 3A. Royal Valley made the state tournament for the first time in school history a year ago. Lost in the quarterfinals. Nemaha Central lost in the first round of sub-state after going 14-6. And both of these teams are 4-0 to start this season. So monster game heading into the holiday break next week. Here's Mason Thomas, the 6'5 senior. They want to go over the top, crotch inside, and he missed the layup. Beautiful feed and the rebound for Carter Lutz. Lutz nearly had it knocked away by Kelly, who gathers himself, wanting Hermish, and he runs into K.J. Miller and draws a foul. It's an offensive foul, and the charge is going to give Lutz the foul, his first, and the first turnover by Nemaha Central. 5:45 left first quarter, 3-2 Royal Valley. They get the ball back. 5'11 senior Jake Kelly, averaging just under 5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. He averaged 4 points a game last year as a junior. Here's Miller, top of the key. Thought about handing it off to Thomas. Instead, he wants to work on Hermish inside. Off-balance shot, no good. And rebound right there for Hermish, who played great defense and then boxed Miller out after the short shot attempt. Here's Marcus back left corner. Curls in the lane. Hermish, short corner J from 15. It's an air ball. Rebound backside by Klotz. Klotz, the Northwest Missouri State baseball commit, with 16 points per game to lead the Panthers. And there's a turnover. The pass from Kelly to Miller in the corner had too much mustard on it. And the first turnover by Royal Valley. Both these teams average over 50 points per game. Nemaha Central at 58.3. Royal Valley at 52.5. 3 minutes gone by, first quarter, 3-2 Royal Valley. Here's McWilliams to Curtis. Hand down, man down for three. Nearly dropped it in from deep, no good, but K.J. Miller clears the rebound. Kelly works it up the floor near side, right to left. Man-to-man defense by the Thunder. They're coming off a win. Impressive win over Hiawatha. Here's a Mason Thomas fadeaway J from the baseline. That one's no good. Rebound Marcus Beck. Wants to take it in, kicks it back out to McWilliams. He'll curl in the paint, looking for Hermish inside. Nearly went out of bounds, but it's saved. And now we'll get a Marcus Beck drive, and he'll lay it in with the right hand. Curtis and Marcus each with two, and that is now a 4-3 lead here for Nemaha Central. Here's Thomas, top of the key. Ball fakes, pulls up from 15. Cash money. Mason Thomas, pure. He's got all five. 5-4, Royal Valley back in front. Halfway into the first quarter. Here's McWilliams, left side. It's Curtis Beck. Holds it high, holds it down. Now he'll fire a three. Too strong. Rebound sits in the air, pulled down by Mason Thomas. Thomas wants to work it up the floor with pace. Murata in the right corner. Now top of the key with K.J. Miller, left side to Kelly. Inside to Brady Klotz, the big senior. Now Thomas again from downtown, and he is feeling it. 8 points. For Mason Thomas, another triple, and it's an 8-4 double-up lead for Royal Valley here, 3:30 left in the first. No shots he's knocking down, they're defending well. Good defense, better offense, and speaking of defense, there's a turnover as Kelly comes away with a steal, and then Hermish comes back and takes it away from him. So the Thunder back with it, down four. 3:10 left. Curtis inside to Marcus. Shot block inside by Thomas and the rebound cleared by K.J. Miller. What pace we got here early in this ball game. Here's Mason Thomas. Averaged over 11 points a game. Heat check from the left. Wing! Oh, baby! Mason Thomas has all 11. And it's an 11-4 start. He's got three threes here in the first quarter. Sometimes you feel it as a shooter. Hits out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. Get our first subs of the game. Daniel Coleman, a 6'3 senior, correction junior, is in for Royal Valley. Holden Bass And also Wade Leonard are now in the game for Nemaha Central. What a start for Mason Thomas. 11 points, 3 threes. Here's Lutz from downtown. That one's in and out, no good. But Marcus Beck clears the rebound and puts it up and in. Big bucket on a second chance opportunity for the Thunder to kind of calm the storm a little bit. They're down 5 at 11-6. Thomas, top of the key, bounces at the clock on the elbow. He'll turn, face and fire, short on the shot. Rebound cleared away by Holden Bass. Bass named the finalist by Sports in Kansas for 2A Defensive Player of the Year. Big sophomore defensive lineman for the Thunder. Here's Curtis for three. That one no good. Backside rebound ripped away by Coleman, and he fouled from behind. Second foul against Nemaha Central. This one on Leonard. That's his first. The trio of Thomas, Klotz, and Miller account for 83% of the scoring this season for the Panthers. Thomas drives, kicks it right side to Kelly. Thomas gets it back, hesitates on a three instead, finds a cutting Miller, who lays it in with the right hand. K.J. Miller, his first bucket, the first player to score not named Mason Thomas. It's a 13-6 advantage right now for Royal Valley. Here's Wade Leonard, top of the key to pass. Down to the corner with Marcus Beck. He wants to drive baseline, left his feet, left corner. This is a Leonard three. This one off the mark, no good. But Bash able to get the rebound. Keep it alive. Loops into the right corner. Here's Curtis. Beck now back to his brother Marcus, who steps into a long two. Left it short. Rebound is saved by Wade Leonard. So it's a third opportunity here on this possession for Nemaha Central. They're down 13-6 with 70 seconds to go here in a fast up-tempo style of game here in the first quarter. Lutz makes a couple of nice moves, and he'll lay it in for two. Carter Lutz, his first basket, 13-8. The lead is 5 for Royal Valley. 56 seconds to go. Mason Thomas, 11 points, 3 threes, 11 points. There's a baseline drive and a layup up and in for K.J. Miller, who scored the last four. And it's 15-8. Favor of Royal Valley. 41 seconds remaining here in the first. Leonard around a screen. Curtis back top of the key to his brother Marcus. He wants a baseline drive. Gets underneath. Beautiful pass to Holden Bass, but he missed the shot. Then the rebound for K.J. Miller, and we get a whistle and a foul. It looks like they're going to call it on K.J. Miller. So they call the foul correction on Mason Thomas. That'll be his first and the first foul against Royal Valley as Murata checks back in for Kelly. 15-8. Royal Valley off to a roaring start. Beautiful feed on the entry pass. Could have been an and one. No call, but it's laid in by Marcus Beck. He's got six. 15-10 Royal Valley. 22 seconds remaining here in the first. Want to play for the final shot. Mason Thomas. Casual with his dribbles, high right, couple steps inside the midcourt stripe, directing traffic down to 11 seconds. Dribbles between the legs. He's guarded by Marcus Beck. Steps back on the right wing, 5 seconds, tipped in the air. K.J. Miller, baseline right, difficult shot, and he's going to be called for a travel with 2 seconds left. Third turnover by Royal Valley, 2 seconds to go. They get it into Carter Loop. He's going to huck one from 75 feet, hits the top of the box, no good, and that's the end of a very entertaining first quarter. Two of the best in the state in Class 3A here at Royal Valley. Panthers leading Nemaha Central after the first eight. 15-10 our score. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Toys on sale now at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Hine and True Value is featuring all their toys marked down 20% through the end of December. But hurry in for best selection while supplies last. Hine and have all the name brand toys like Ertl, Big Farm, Tommy, Bruder, and several others. And they carry many different sizes and scales. And remember, right now, save 20% on all in-stock toys at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturday 7:30 to noon at 307 Main, downtown Seneca.
KMZA.
Royal Valley, start of the second quarter. You're dialed into 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Tillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Second 8 minutes underway here from Royal Valley. Home of the Panthers. Here is McWilliams with the basketball. They want to go inside the Hermes. She's quickly doubled. Spins, probably got away with a walk, and they're going to get a foul inside. A couple of bodies in there. We'll see who the foul is on. They call it on Ian Torres, a 6'2 sophomore who's in the game. 15-10 Royal Valley, 25 seconds into the second quarter. Curtis Beck, left side on the wing. His brother Marcus led the Thunder with 6 first quarter points. There's a drive by Leonard. He had it stripped away and out of bounds. Thunder keep it. Mason Thomas scored the first 11 points for the Panthers. KJ Miller scored the final 4 in the quarter. 15-10. Marcus Beck with 6, and then 2 apiece from Carter Lutz and Curtis Beck. The scoring for the Thunder. They get it inside to Holden Bass. His shot is too strong over the rim and then chased down by Leonard, and then he steps on the line out of bounds. And it will be a turnover for Nemaha Central. Leonard, some good hustle plays. KJ Miller back into the game. He'll replace Klotz. Another big body inside. Here comes Mason Thomas up the floor. Right down the center of the floor. Wants to pull up from 15. Left side. Oh, man, he is pure. Mason Thomas, 13. That mid-range game is next level. 17-10. In favor of Royal Valley. Here's Marcus back with it, right wing. Holden Bass now top of the key. They want to go inside to Hermish. They do. He's triple-teamed, and they're going to get a foul inside on the floor. Third-team foul against Royal Valley. They get this one on Daniel Coleman, the 6'3 junior. As Klotz and Kelly will both check back in, replacing Torres and Coleman. The starters back on the floor for the Panthers. Leonard to throw it in. Over the top, gets it off to Hermish. Now left side on the wing. It comes back here to the near side. It's McWilliams. Picks up the dribble prematurely. Now into the corner with Hermish, who steps on the out-of-bounds line in front of the Royal Valley bench, and he turns it over. 4 turnovers now here in the ball game for Nemaha Central. It's a 7-point Panthers lead, 17-10. We have taken a minute 15 off the clock here in the second quarter. Here's Murata, right side on the wing. They want to go to Klotz inside. He guarded by Marcus Beck. Layup good. Too easy. Big body. Brady Klotz, the leading scorer. His first basket. Largest lead at 9. 19-10. 6:27 and counting here in the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive and a hesitant layup is up and in for Curtis Beck. He's got 4. Finishing through some traffic. It's 19-12 Royal Valley. It's KJ Miller, top of the key, gets by Bass, stops in the lane, puts it up for 2, and a soft touch for the big fella. KJ Miller, he's got 6. 21-12, lead back to 9. Marcus over to his brother Curtis. Wants a high ball screen from Bass, using the opposite direction, cut off by Klotz. Here's Marcus once again. He's guarded by Thomas. Two of the better players, two of the best players, arguably, in the Big 7. There's a lot of talent on the floor here tonight. They want to go inside. This is Hermish. Layup good. Good position with the body on KJ Miller. And Cole Hermish has his first bucket. 4 of the 5 starters have scored for the Thunder. Entry pass inside the cross, and it's blocked from behind. Curtis Beck with authority pins it against the glass, and here he comes up the floor. Good defense there by Curtis Beck. 21-14, 7-point lead for Royal Valley. Bass top of the key. Gets it off to Marcus Beck, wants to use the screen, curls inside the free throw line, left his body, a lot of contact, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. Some bodies checking in. Cooper Hike is in for Nemaha Central. Carter Lutz is back into the game as well. And Coleman checks back in for the Panthers as Mason Thomas will get his first breather. He's got 13 first-half points and three threes. Lutz over the top to Hermish. Hike with his first touch. Gets it right back top of the key to Carter Lutz. In between the rings out high. Hike left side on the wing. Wants a ball screen on Murata. Not much with it. Now Lutz with it. He wants a ball screen from Hermish. He'll pull up straight on 17. Too strong. Battle for the rebound into the hands of Brady Klotz. Mentioned earlier, the Northwest Missouri State baseball commit. The leading scorer, 16.7 rebounds a game. Miller is physical, wanted the and one, didn't get the call, but he puts it into a couple of different bodies, and he's got eight. 23-14, the lead is nine, and Nemaha Central wants a timeout. John Thomas, 26th year at the helm. See if it's a 30 or a 60. It's a 30. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So early as we get to the holiday break, both of these teams are 4-0. Entering tonight, Royal Valley's playing one more league game. They're 3-0, so Nemaha Central at 2-0. And then don't look now, you have Sabetha, who is 4-0 and 2-0 in the league. And then Hiawatha Holton are both 3-1 overall, 1-1 in the league. And then Barry LeCompton, Riverside, and Jeff West, 0-2, 0-2, 0-3 in the league, respectively. But in non-league games, the Big 7 is 13-2. So the Big 7 as a whole against non-league opponents been very good early this season. Final game for both before the holiday break. It's a 23-14 Royal Valley lead as they get Mason Thomas right back on the floor. He'll take the spot of Murata. So Nemaha Central with the ball, down nine, 4.5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Hike, left side on the wing. It's Curtis Beck off to his brother Marcus. Top of the key, guarded by Thomas. Right side of the floor, it's Carter Lutz. He's guarded by Jake Kelly. Top of the key, Hike gets it. He's guarded by Coleman. There's a near steal by Thomas. And then Beck with a nice pass inside, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. This would put Hermish to the free throw line to shoot two, see the fouls on. Yeah, when it gets inside, Royal Valley collapses without hesitation as the foul is on K.J. Miller. That's his first. So Hermish to the line to shoot two. He's just a 2-for-5 shooter at the line, 40%, make it 2-for-6. He's strong on the first. Nemaha Central, they have struggled at the line, 55% as a team. They had made 40 of 73 attempts prior to that one. Hermish will try to go 1-for-2. He is strong. Same exact miss. He goes 0-for-2, and Kelly clears it away. His first stat for Royal Valley. Coleman wants Klotz inside, turns on the block. Plenty of contact, nearly got it to fall, but he'll go to the line for two. Boy, Brady Klotz, 6'6", every bit of it. A big body inside. They get the foul on Curtis Beck. That's his first. Klotz is solid at the line. He makes the first. He's now 12 out of 16 after that make. That's his third point tonight. Second free throw travels and carries through. He's got four. 25-14. Largest lead is 11 right now in the first half. That's where we stand. Hike wants a screen. Steps back top of the key on Murata. Now it's Marcus Beck. Right back to Hike. They reverse it left side to Lutz. Lutz holds it waist high. Top of the key, Marcus. Hike, no hesitation on a three. In and out, no good. Mason Thomas high and skies for it. Grabs the rebound. 25-14 their lead. Thomas a little pace with his push. Now they float up here in the half court. Murata around the wing. They go inside Klotz. Beautiful feed, but Miller lost the handle. It's going to be a turnover. Four turnovers on Royal Valley. Marcus Beck comes away with the steal. He wants to go coast to coast, and Mason Thomas throws it away and says no thank you. A block shot by Mason Thomas. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. Kelly back into the game, replacing Coleman. 25-14 Royal Valley, 3:18 left in the second quarter. Near steal on the inbounds pass by Klotz. Now Curtis wants to go a little one-on-one with Klotz. He'll step back for three. Strong. Brother Marcus grabbing the rebound. Nice little ball fake. Second chance opportunity is no good. And then a whistle and a jump ball inside. Miller brought down the rebound, and then it was nearly ripped away by Nemaha Central. But the possession arrow gives it back to the Panthers with 3:05 left here in the second. 25-14, Royal Valley. They led 15-10 after one. Miller, good pass. How about Kelly, a right wing three? Not there. It hits the top of the backboard, and the wire's up top, so it goes back to Nemaha Central. Down to 2:51 left in the first half. 25-14, our score. See if Nemaha Central can cut into it before halftime. There's Cooper Hike, left side. He was very key for their win against Centralia last week, where he had 9 points and 2 threes off the bench. We get a whistle away from the ball. It's going to be a foul on Klotz. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5. 2:38 left in the second. Nemaha Central down 11. Loose to throw it in, gets it inside to Curtis. He's quickly doubled in a contested fadeaway, nearly dropped in, but it rims out no good. Clocks the rebound, clears it up the floor. Mason Thomas down the middle, and he'll draw the foul going hard to the rim. Lutz picks up the foul, his second. That'll send Thomas to the line to shoot two, where he is a 70% free throw shooter. 7 out of 10, 13 points here in the first half. He averages over 3 assists and 2 steals a game as well to go along with 6.5 rebounds. He buries the first free throw. He's got 14 to lead all scores. So much Nemaha Central has right now as a team. Chance to go in front of Nemaha Central by himself, and he does. He's got 15. 27-14, Royal Valley. Arthas lead now up to 13. Here's Hike on the drive, cut off by Miller, reversing the basketball. Now they get it back. Up top, here's Hike left side, wants a Hermes screen, doesn't even connect with Murata on the screen, so not much with it. Carter Lutz working around a ball screen, there's a bump, there's a foul, this one going to be on Jake Kelly, that's his first. Team foul number 6, so the final 2:07, Nemaha Central will be in the bonus. Carter Lutz goes out, Abe Hilbert, a sophomore, is in. We've seen him sporadically a couple of games this year. Big-bodied sophomore. Getting some time here late in the first half. There's another difficult shot inside. A lot of contact, no call. And Klotz clears it away for Royal Valley. Here's Murata in the left corner. Now Klotz, top of the key, works to the elbow, kicks to Kelly. He'll step in. His shot blocked. Beck comes away with it. That's Curtis Beck. And then Nemaha Central nearly threw it away, but Hike has it here on the right wing. Down to 1:35. Left to go here until halftime. It's been all Royal Valley, 27-14. There's a errant pass from the far side. K.J. Miller comes away with a steal. Here's a two-on-two break. Klotz spins and draws the foul. One of these officials is wearing a mask, and his whistle is underneath it. Certainly no issue with the mask, but it is hard to hear that whistle sometimes. So there's been a couple instances where you can barely hear it, and then it's kind of a hesitation on the players because it's through the mask. But they called the foul there on Curtis Beck away from the ball. So now Mason Thomas settles in for three. Oh, man. Mason Thomas, 18 first half points. He now has 4 triples, and the lead is 16 all of a sudden, 30-14. It is all Royal Valley. There's a whistle and a foul inside. Curtis Beck got inside, got his own miss, and will earn a trip to the free throw line. This is on K.J. Miller, his second, team foul number 7. This has got to be a 2-shot foul. The official said it was a 1-and-1, which it is the 7th foul. But he was clearly going back up for a shot. But the officials are saying it was on the floor. That is not a good call. Doesn't matter, he made the first free throw, so he'll get his second one anyways. 5 points for Curtis Beck. Curtis and Marcus have combined for 11 of the 15. They've been bottled down by the athleticism and length of Royal Valley. He buries the second. He's got six. It's 30-16. A two-touchdown lead for Royal Valley with 64 seconds remaining in the half. Man-to-man defense here in the full court. Marcus Stack guarding Mason Thomas. Far side of the floor. Brings it up. They want to go over the top pass inside the clock. Good defense. Tipped away and a steal. Five turnovers for Royal Valley. Cooper Hike gets in the paint. Kicks it to Marcus Beck, who finds his brother Curtis inside, lets his feet count it, and one. Big bucket right there, Curtis Beck. He's got eight, and right back to the free throw line to try to cap off a three-point play. They get the foul here on Mason Thomas. That's his second. Now 8 points for Curtis Beck, and the free throw rattles in. He's got nine. Lead cut to 11, 30-19 with 45 and a half seconds to go. Here's Verada, works around Hike. A lot of speed there, gets it off to Kelly. Wants to go inside to Miller, and a whistle and a foul. This is going to be on the floor. It's team foul number six, so final 36 seconds. Both teams are in the bonus. They get the foul on Cooper Hike. That's his first. 30-19 Royal Valley, 36 seconds until halftime. Verada to throw it in, and it's thrown into the backcourt, and Thomas runs it down, and then he's fouled by Marcus Beck. Not a good foul, because then you put Mason Thomas to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. He's been the killer here in the first half. 18 first half points. He's hit four threes. He came into tonight averaging 13 a game. He's got 18 here in the first half. Make it 19. Free throw here would give him a 20 spot in the first half. 31-19, lead is 12. He buries that one. He's 4-for-4 at the line and has 20 first half points. 32-19, Royal Valley. 35 seconds to go until halftime. Here's McWilliams with the basketball. Waist-high dribbles with the left hand across the timeline. Right side on the wing. It goes to Marcus Beck. Inside to Curtis. Ball fake. Spins through two and a whistle. And they're going to call a travel on the spin move inside. He did not like the call. Neither did John Thomas. And it looked like a good move from up here. Just a casual spin move between the double team and what would have been a layup now is a turnover. Six turnovers on Nemaha Central. So Royal Valley gets it back. Final 24 seconds here until the half. Here's Mason Thomas, guarded by McWilliams, and Beck harassing him a little bit. They go inside to Klotz. Too easy layup. Good. Six for Klotz. 34-19. 13 seconds to go. Here's Marcus Beck with it. Now 9 seconds. Holds it. Gets it off to his brother Curtis in the left corner. Now 5 seconds to go. Working on Klotz. He's going to spin on a baseline. 3 seconds and laid it in over Klotz. And that's going to be the end of the first half. Big bucket for Curtis Beck. He's got 11. But it's been all Royal Valley as the Panthers have a 34-21 halftime lead. Halftime coverage is brought to you by, of course, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Royal Valley 34, Nemaha Central 21. Halftime next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments. The good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
All right, welcome back. Halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Halftime of the boys' game. Royal Valley came out scorching hot early, and it's been the Mason Thomas show here in the first half as he leads Royal Valley with 20 points, a 34-21 lead for the Panthers on the Nemaha Central Thunder. Both of these teams entering tonight top six in 3A. Nemaha Central number six in Class 3A, Royal Valley number five, and both of these teams unbeaten at 4-0, but Mason Thomas, the charge in the first half, 20 points. He had four made threes and leads the way, of course, for the Panthers. K.J. Miller with eight. Brady Klotz has six, and that's it. I had mentioned earlier in the broadcast how the combination of Thomas, Klotz, and Miller came into tonight's game accounting for 83% of the scoring, and those are the only three that have scored for the Panthers in the first half. They have all 34 of those points. Again, 20 for Thomas, 8 for Miller, and 6 for Klotz. The Panthers had 12 rebounds, 5 turnovers, and they were a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Nemaha Central got a spark late in the second quarter with Curtis Beck making a couple of nice plays. He had 11 first half points to go along with 4 rebounds. 6 from his brother Marcus, so he was fairly quiet in the first half, and then 2 points apiece from Carter Lutz and Cole Hermish. Thunder had 14 rebounds, 6 turnovers. They connected on 3 of 5 at the free throw line. We'll take another timeout. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Gansaland Radio.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Tillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Panthers leading at home. Final game before the holiday break over Nemaha Central, 34-21. 20 first half points for Mason Thomas. He connected on 4-3s. He was perfect at the line, 4-for-4. And he was the charge and the spark, leading the way in the first half for the Panthers. Again, now leading 34-21 in what should be an entertaining second half. Thunder on a nice little push. The lead got out to 16, but they were able to cut it to 11. And then a quick bucket by the Panthers late by Klotz to get it back to 13, and that's where we stand at the half. Moments away from starting the second half, it's Royal Valley 34, Nemaha Central 21, back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. At Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Well, developing here for Nemaha Central, Curtis Beck just went back to the locker room. Looked like he had a towel up around his mouth and nose area, so wasn't sure if he was bleeding or something like that. But he's back in the locker room, the leading scorer for Nemaha Central as we start the second half. Thunder need a push. There's a missed three on the right side, but the rebound for Cooper Hike, who is starting in place of Curtis Beck here in the second half. Second chance, layup short, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Cole Hermish. And a big bucket to start the third quarter for Nemaha Central. Now down 11, 34-23. Here's Klotz, rips a pass into the corner. Left side three is bottom for K.J. Miller. His third triple of the season. Now 3 for 12. After that triple from the left corner, and it's back to a 14-point lead, 37-23. McWilliams gets a ball screen from Hermish, using the muscle to get inside, and then kicks it out. Hike nearly taking it away. Off balance, floater from the left side is good. Difficult shot, and Hike knocks it down. His first bucket, and it's 37-25 Royal Valley. Minute 15 into the third quarter. KJ Miller wants to spin on Hermish. Kicks it out to Kelly. He'll drive all the way to the 10. Knocked out of bounds by McWilliams. So it'll stay here with the Panthers. Again, Mason Thomas, 20 first half points, 4 threes. Here's Klotz, short corner right, backs out into the corner. Now Thomas here on the right wing, guarded by Lutz, wants to put him on some skates, wants a ball screen from Miller, picks up prematurely, gets it off to Murata. Left side on the wing, gets to the free throw line, extends it out to the wing. Kelly, nice ball fake, reverse layup, partially blocked, and a rebound brought down by Marcus Beck. Here comes Marcus up the floor, kicks it right side to McWilliams, lost the handle inside, out of bounds. I don't think it was touched by Royal Valley, but they said it was. Omaha Central certainly caught a break there. It should be Panthers basketball, but they'll say they'll stay here with the Thunders. So there's Curtis Beck back into the game. Not sure what the issue was, but didn't take long. He's back, obviously big for the Thunder. He had 11 first-half points. Right now his team's down 12, 37-25, 6-10 and counting third quarter. Here's Marcus between the rings out high. Angles left. Gets it off the loose here on the wing. Gets a ball screen from Hermish to the free throw line. It gets to the right corner now with Marcus Beck from the pass there from his brother Curtis. McWilliams left side on the wing. Now back to Curtis. Lutz. Hand down, man down for three. Strong. Tipped in the air. Mason Thomas the rebound. Thomas up the floor himself. Good pace to it. Murata now on the wing. Now Miller in the corner. Full jab step. Wants to go baseline and then flung it to the far side and drilled one of the students on the band. Not the students themselves, but if they're a piece of a drumming equipment over there. Everything looks good, but it's a turnover against Royal Valley. Now Nemaha Central getting it back down 12. 37-25. We're under 5.5 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Marcus out to McWilliams. Now Curtis Beck getting a touch. Gets it right back short corner. Wants to drive baseline. He's cut off by Klotz and Miller. Here's Hermish from 15 straight on. He rattled it in. Cole Hermish, two buckets here in the third quarter. He's got six and the lead cut to 10 at 37-27. Coming up on 5 minutes left here in the third. Here's Kelly. They want Miller inside. Tip in the air. He gathers and puts it up and in. Soft hands for the 6'4 senior, KJ Miller. He's got 13. 39-27. Lead back to 12. Here's Marcus Beck, left corner. Curls into the paint. Squeezes it out right corner for three. Well off the mark. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Royal Valley, so it'll stay with the Thunder. McWilliams now 0 of 6 from 3. He missed every bit of it. He's such a good defender, but he only averages 1.3 points per game, so he's not going to help you much there. And there's a 3. Carter Lewis with a big-time bucket from the left corner. Lead down to 9, 39-30, and Royal Valley wants a timeout. So the good charge here for the Thunder here in the third quarter. They were down as many as 16. They got it back to within 9. 4:28 left in the third. Royal Valley leading 39-30. A quick TO back in a moment here on 92.1 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're invited to the Holiday Open House for Hiawatha Farm and Home on December 20th from 11 till 2, and also to Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca on December 23rd from 2 until 5. All-day savings of 10% for in-store merchandise those two special Holiday Open House days. Some exclusions may apply. That's at Hiawatha Farm and Home the 20th and at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca the 23rd. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware.
.1 FM, KMZ.
4:28 left to go, third quarter. Royal Valley leading at Nevaeh Central, 39-30. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. A little extra time during this timeout. Might have been a blood spot on the floor. I said spot. I meant spot. So they're taking the time to clean that one up. So this game was 15-10 Royal Valley at the end of one. They outscored Nemaha Central 19-11 in the second, led 34-21 at the half, and Nemaha Central has fought their way back to get within nine. Still a lot of time left in this game, not even halfway through the third, as they are still working on the floor far side. Stay tuned after our broadcast tonight. Of course, Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Final one before the holiday break. There are some teams scattered that have games Monday and Tuesday next week. I believe we have a broadcast or two for you as well early next week. But for the most part, most of these teams playing their final games of the 2021 portion of their schedules tonight. They still continue to work on the floor. Again, if you're just joining us, the Nemaha Central girls won the first game in the doubleheader tonight, 35-25. Addie Holthouse led the way, 14.8 rebounds, as the Lady Thunder get to 3-2 before the holiday break. Lady Panthers dropping to 2-3. So they get the floor all taken care of. We're back to it out of the timeout. Royal Valley with the basketball, the 9-point lead, 39-30. Working in the half court, Kelly has it. Nearly had it knocked away by McWilliams. Again, mentioning his tough D. Nearly got a steal. And then Beck knocks this one into the backcourt, but Murata chases it down. Hits it off to Thomas. Swung to Kelly. Left side on the wing. Hesitates. Now fires. In and out on a three. No good. And the rebound for Marcus Beck. That one brought the house down. Here's Lutz up the floor. Now Curtis with a baseline drive and a baseline finish. Here comes the Thunder. As Curtis now with 13 points, and it's back to within 7 at 39-32. Klotz, strong move inside, but missed it. Rebound for Curtis Beck. Here come the Thunder. Over to his brother Marcus. Spins. Beautiful pass. McWilliams had a block against the backboard by Mason Thomas. What a rejection. He'll stop and transition for a three, and it rattles it out toilet bowl style. Loots the rebound, and he'll push. 39-32. Royal Valley by 7, 3:23 left, third quarter. Here's Curtis on a baseline drive. He's bumped by Thomas, and Thomas will pick up the foul. That's his third. So Mason Thomas had 20 points in the first half. He's yet to score here in the third. Fans didn't like the call. As you can imagine, one side liked it, one side did not. Here's Marcus. Entry pass, layup attempt, no good. Still tips in the air, finally out of bounds, and last touch by Beck underneath. It'll go back to Royal Valley. Daniel Coleman back into the game for the Panthers. He'll take the spot of Thomas. See how long Thomas sits out here. 3:13 left in the third. He's got three fouls. Nemaha Central down by as many as 16. And Kelly slips on the far side. And the official telling McWilliams to calm down because, again, not a lot of contact. That might have just been a wet spot on the floor. So they get McWilliams with a foul. It's his first. Certainly the fans to my left not pleased with the call. Here's Murata to Klotz for three. This one too strong. Murata gets his own rebound. Could have got away with a walk there, but gets it off to Kelly to reset. Kelly inside to a cutting Coleman. Picks it up on the block, and then a whistle and another foul. They get this one on Curtis Beck. That's his third. So two of the bigger-time players in this game, Thomas and Curtis Beck, each with three fouls. 2:48 left, third quarter. 39-32 Royal Valley. They want Klotz inside. He'll spin, and he'll draw the foul on Curtis Beck, who has just picked up his fourth. That is not ideal if you're Nemaha Central. Wade Leonard set to check in for him. Klotz will go to the line to shoot two. He's got 6 points. And K.J. Miller grabbing a towel from the sideline and wiping up the spot where the Northwest Missouri State baseball commit hit the floor. It's a big body out there, listed at 6'6". 6 points, 4 rebounds in the first half. His free throw is up. His free throw is pure. He's 3 for 3 at the line. He's got 7. So now Curtis Beck has to take a seat with 4 fouls. The leading scorer in this game for Nemaha Central with 13 has to take a seat. 40-32, Royal Valley. Second is up. Strong rebound, though. Brought down by Coleman. Klotz steps back into a J. Buries it. Brady Klotz with 9. Credit Daniel Coleman with the offensive rebound to give him that chance. And it's a 3-point play, essentially, and it's a 10-point lead. 42-32. Under 2.5 minutes to go here, quarter number 3. Here's Leonard, who just checked in, right side on the wing, curls around a screen. They want Hermish inside. He's working on Miller, and Miller says no thank you, rejects it. Here comes Klotz up the way, missed the layup. Nick Williams the rebound. He really wishes he had that one back. A bunny in transition, and it stays a 10-point game, 42-32. We're at the 2-minute mark here, quarter 3. Here's Marcus Beck. Takes the handoff to Leonard. Takes it back out to Leonard here on the left wing. They reverse the basketball to McWilliams on the right wing. Curls around the arc. Top of the key to Marcus Beck. His brother Curtis on the bench with 4 fouls. Here's Carter Lutz from 17. Strong rebound, Daniel Coleman. Pushing it up the way now for the Panthers. He'll bring it up himself. Listed at 6'3", a junior. Here's Jay Kelly. Right side to Miller. Miller wants a ball screen from Klotz, goes the other way with it, wants to step back on Hermish, not much with it. Picks up the dribble, high right, they want Klotz inside, instead Coleman has it, who now gets it off to Klotz inside. And then a whistle and a foul inside, that's going to be on the floor as McWilliams reached inside. So McWilliams now picks up 2. 42-32 our score, the fourth team foul against the Thunder here in the third quarter. Down to 1:15 to go. And what? Again, Klotz inside, but it's tipped away and stolen. Layup in transition is good for Marcus Beck. He's got 8. And the lead cut to 8. 42-34. Final minute here in the third. Nemaha Central fighting here in the second half to keep it a ball game. Down by as many as 16 in the first half. Here's Klotz with a turnaround J. Barely grazed the rim, no good. Marcus Beck picks up the rebound. Here's Lutz up the floor, right side on the wing. Leonard, right corner. Bring it back out to Carter Lutz. And final 36 seconds to go. We'll see if John Thomas and company want to orchestrate a final shot. Not give Royal Valley another chance at a bucket before the fourth quarter. 25 seconds to go. Here's Leonard. Curls to the free throw line from the left wing and then attempted a pass back to the top of the key. It was kicked by Brady Klotz. So 21 seconds to go. And here comes Curtis Beck back into the game. They need to get somebody off the floor. So Curtis Beck back in the game pretty quickly after picking up his fourth foul. But need him here offensively. 20 seconds to go. Quarter 3. It's Wade Leonard. 2 steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Middle of the floor. Tracy Murata guarding him. Down to 9 seconds. Here's Curtis Beck. They want to set up Lutz for a 3, and they're going to get an offensive foul on the design play with 3 seconds left. Mason Thomas is going to check back in. Got to see who the foul is on. So they call it on Wade Leonard for the moving screen. It was a well-designed play that set up Lutz wide open in the right wing for 3. But they get the offensive foul and the turnover. So with 3 seconds to go, the Panthers a chance at the final shot, but they got the full length of the floor to work. And again, only 3 seconds to go. But Mason Thomas has checked back in. He's not scored here in the third quarter after exploding for 20 in the first half. It's an 8-point game, 42-34, final couple seconds. Well, now the officials put 2 more seconds back on the clock, so it's 4.8 seconds to go. They get it up to Mason Thomas. A long way to go. Throws it up to K.J. Miller, who needs to get up a shot. He does, and it is in and out. No good. He almost made it, fading away with two bodies around him. So we'll head to the fourth with an eight-point game. 42-34 Royal Valley. Fourth quarter coming your way next. You don't want to miss it. Keep it locked. 92.1 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
Battle of unbeaten teams now. Final 8 minutes. Fourth quarter underway. Royal Valley leading Nemaha Central 42-34. Thunder outscored the Panthers 13-8 in the third to get back a little bit closer. But K.J. Miller inside the first bucket. He's got 15, and the lead is 10 now for Royal Valley at 44-34. Here's Marcus back left side going inside to Hermish. His shot blocked by Miller, but gets his own rebound. We'll reset. Hike along two, and he rattled it in. Big-time shot for Cooper Hike. He's got four, and it's 44-36, an eight-point game. And on the far side, Jake Kelly is called for a carry, so it is a turnover. Both of these teams had just three combined turnovers in the third quarter, so it was a very efficient third quarter. Here's Curtis Beck, right side in the corner, guarded by Klotz. Now Hermish top of the key, left side to Lutz. Wants a screen from Hermish, kind of steps back with it, and now it's going to be a deep-range three. This one is off the mark, no good, and another offensive rebound by Cole Hermish. Lutz left his feet, right corner, hike three, short, and the rebound by Murata. 6:47 left in the ballgame, 44-36 Royal Valley. They want Klotz inside, pass deflected, intercepted. Here comes a three-on-two break. It's going to be a block shot at the rim, and they're going to count it. Mason Thomas is going to get credited with a goaltend. The buckets for Curtis Beck. He's got 15, and we're down to a six-point game, 44-38. 6:38 left here in the fourth. So here come the Thunder. Down as many as 16 in the first half. Back to within six, 44-38. 6.5 minutes to go, and there's another steal. There's a turnover. It's Cooper Hike who missed the layup. And then we get a whistle and a travel on the rebound attempt by Marcus Beck. Oh, Cooper Hike had a layup in transition, and now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. Possession right now with the Panthers. Let's see if it's a full or a 30. Royal Valley took the timeout, and it's a 30-second TO, so we will keep it right here. Set ourselves a ball game now. 44-38 Royal Valley with 6:24 left in the ball game. Good pace in the first quarter. Royal Valley led 15-10 and then extended that lead out to as many as 16 in the second quarter. Ultimately, a 13-point halftime lead, 34-21, but Nemaha Central fought in the third, outscoring the Panthers 13-8, 42-34 at the end of three. And we now sit 44-38 with 6:24 left in the ballgame. It's going to be Royal Valley basketball out of the timeout. Full court pressure here by Nemaha Central. Thunder led right now in scoring by Curtis Beck with 15. Mason Thomas, although hasn't scored in the second half, still leads all scorers with 20. Here's Coleman. Gives it off to Murata, head of steam, far sideline. Gets it back to Mason Thomas. He'll kind of slow the pace down to 6:13. Wants to step into a three. Well, Shorty airballed it. Rebound Cooper Hike. Hike brings it up himself, had it knocked away, but gets into the hands of Marcus Beck. Here's a Carter Lewis three, too strong. Rebound Daniel Coleman. Coleman has not scored, but he has four rebounds. Near side, up the sideline. Picks up his dribble on the wing. Inside the Klotz, left-handed hook shot. No good, but a foul is called on Marcus Beck. That's going to be his second, team foul number six. For the rest of the ball game, Royal Valley will be in the bonus. So Klotz to the line, 9 points. He's 3 out of 4 at the line tonight. Make it 4 or 5, and he's into double figures now with 10, the leading score. 16.3 points per game. He's hit 4 or 5 at the line. And he's pure on both. 11 for Brady Klotz, the 6'6 senior, and the lead is back to 8. 46-38. We're at 5:43 left in the ballgame. Here's Hike, right side on the wing, gets a ball screen from Hermish, kind of dances to the top of the key. Lutz gets it back here left wing, no hesitation on a three, short. Hermish goes flying for the rebound and then throws it away. Fans wanted a foul. Murata comes away with a steal. They get it up to Klotz, who takes two steps and lays it in. Klotz now with 13. Lead back to 10, 48-38. Woodsboro spurred here by the Panthers right after the Thunder got it back to 6. Hermish has been key with some offensive rebounds. Thomas nearly drew a foul, and then it's thrown away by Curtis Beck as Klotz comes away with the steal. Here's Mason Thomas at the elbow. Spins on Luke, left his feet. Coleman, top of the key to Klotz. But got to back things out and reset. Marcus Beck went for the steal, not there. 4:40 and counting, fourth quarter. 10-point Royal Valley lead, 48-38. Thomas had a lazy pass, and it's taken away. And a two-handed flushing transition on the face of Mason Thomas. You got to believe in Curtis Beck with 17. Oh, my goodness. It's down to 8, 48-40, 4:20 left. K.J. Miller inside and curls one up and in. 17, and we get a whistle and a timeout. What a sequence. 50-40, 4:16 left in the game. John Thomas pleading to the officials about some of the previous calls, but, of course, they don't pay attention to the coaches. A 10-point Royal Valley lead, 4:16 left. The timeout in the action. We'll pause it ourselves back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central with the basketball out of the timeout. 4:06 left to go. 50-40. Royal Valley by 10. Thunder had cut it to within 6. The last 4 points are scored by the Panthers. But a turnover there, and miscommunication between Beck and Hike on the inbound pass, and it's thrown away. So now the Panthers get the ball back up 10, 4:06 left. K.J. Miller gets it in. Now back to Mason Thomas. Works it across the timeline from left to right. Dribbles behind the back now between the legs. Bounce passes it right to Coleman here, right side, and it's stripped away, stolen by Curtis Beck. Beck wants to take it all the way, missed the layup, and a foul called. I think they called it on the floor. We'll see. So it's only the second team foul against Royal Valley in the second half. They get this one on Coleman. So that's his second. It is on the floor, so Lutz to throw it in. Nemaha Central down 10, 50-40 with 3:50 left in the game. Here's a drive, whistle, and a foul. Curtis Beck put his head down, drew some contact. I think they're going to say he was on the way up, so this will be two shots. Brady Klotz picks up the foul, his second. So big free throws coming up here for Curtis Beck. He's perfect, 3-for-3, 67% at the line, and he's in and out on the first. I feel like any time I say someone is perfect at the line, at least tonight, they have gone on to miss. So if anyone out there is blaming me, I certainly apologize. Curtis Beck makes the second, so he's up to 18 points. And the lead cut to 9, 50-41. We're down to 3:48 left in the game. K.J. Miller trying to throw it in, and there's a five count. They force a turnover. So a big turnover as the pressure is picking up here in the full court. There were three combined turnovers between the two teams in the third quarter. Each team now has five in the fourth, and we still have 3:48 left to go. Lutz to throw it in, gets it up to Hermisch. Nearly got away with the travel. He might have, but they didn't call it. Here's Hike left side on the wing. Top to Marcus Beck. Gets it off to Carter Lutz. High right on the wing. Wants a screen from Curtis Beck. Instead, Hike gets it top of the key. Left side to Marcus Beck. Marcus wants to step back. Gets it to his brother for three. Well off the mark. No good. Rebound K.J. Miller. He clears it away. He's having a monster night with 17. Nemaha Central pressure. Murata, beautiful pass. Ball fake. Layup good. That's how you do it in transition and beat the press. Murata to Klotz, who now has 15, and it's 52-41. The lead is 11. 3:10 to go in the game. And the Thunder have one more push in them. As Marcus Beck spins inside, draws the body in the foul. I think it's going to be on the floor. They get it on Thomas, and that's his fourth. So 3:04 left in the game. The leading scorer for the Panthers have four fouls. So he is still on the floor. They set up Lutz in the corner. Wants to drive baseline. Cut off by Coleman. Curls around the arc towards the top of the key. He'll settle in front of the midcourt stripe and direct traffic. 2:55 and counting fourth quarter. 52-41. Royal Valley by 11. Here's Marcus Beck. Gets away from the baseline. Now curls in the lane. And K.J. Miller gets called for a foul. Fans don't like it. Officiating thing quite up and down. It makes for a fun game when the officials are rather inconsistent, I'll say that, especially when it's a packed house here tonight. Miller picks up his third foul. Marcus back to the free throw line. He rattles in the first, so that's his first trip to the line tonight. He's got 9 points. He's a 64% free throw shooter on the season. It gets it back to a 10-point game, 52-42. 2:46 left to go. Second free throw is short, but Carter Lutz runs in there and grabs the rebound. Nemaha Central, another opportunity. Pass off the face of K.J. Miller, and it's a turnover. Hermisch on the cut and wasn't ready for the pass, and it drilled off the face of K.J. Miller into the hands of Coleman. Now Royal Valley has it. Klotz inside. He backs down into the right corner and then lets his feet. Now finds Coleman on a cut. His shot short. Rebound Marcus Beck. Here comes Marcus up the floor to Carter Lutz, right side on the wing. Bouncing at the Hike, straight on, deep three. It is good. He got the rim. It bounced over the rim, and Cooper Hike with his biggest basket tonight. He's got seven, and that's the lead. 52-45, Royal Valley. 2:11 left in the game. It's a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it right here. 7-point game, 52-45, Royal Valley. 20 points for Mason Thomas to lead all scores. K.J. Miller with 17. Brady Klotz with 15. They're the only three players to score tonight for Royal Valley. 18 for Curtis Beck. His brother Marcus has 9. 7 from Cooper Hike. Cole Hermisch with 6. Carter Lutz with 5. Balance scoring a little bit more for the Thunder. Royal Valley from the Big Three, Thomas, Klotz, and Miller. All 52 of the Royal Valley points between those three. They lead it by 7. Thunder pressure in the full court, 52-45. 2:11 left in the game. They get it into Mason Thomas. Thomas in the game with 4 fouls. There's a whistle, or I should say a bump. Probably could have been a whistle, but Thomas has it. Left side on the wing. Wants to drive baseline. Difficult shot, but right into the hands of K.J. Miller on the back side. Might as well have pulled it a pass. And K.J. Miller is going to go to the stripe for the first time tonight. Shoot 2. They get the foul on Cooper Hike, his second. So K.J. Miller, he has struggled at the line, just 33%. But that time he drills it. 18 for K.J. Miller. 5 rebounds as well. 53-45 Royal Valley, 8-point advantage. 1:58 left in the game. Second is up. Second is good. 19 for Miller. 54-45, 9-point lead for the Panthers. Quick 3, Marcus Beck. Short rebound, K.J. Miller. So a quick one-and-done possession there for the Panthers, and then there's a foul in the backcourt. That'll put Miller back to the free throw line for a 1-1. I think the foul's on Hermish. It is. That's his first. Team foul number 8. So 1-1 here for K.J. Miller. 2-for-2 tonight. 19 points. He buries that one. So he was 33% at the line coming into tonight's game. He's made 3 straight. Second one is up, and just off the rim, no good. 10-point game, 55-45, minute 40 left. Omaha Central, they have a last gasp of air. Here's Carter Lutz, a deep 3. That is well off, no good. But an offensive rebound for Curtis Beck, and he sticks it back up and in. He's got 20. 55-47. Kelly travels. He didn't put the pivot foot down, and it's a turnover for the Panthers. Omaha Central getting it back. Minute 24 left, down 8. 55-47. Here comes Mason Thomas back into the game, replacing Daniel Coleman. You got the Becks, Lutz, Hike, and Hermish on the floor. For Omaha Central, you got Murata, Klotz, Thomas, Miller, and Kelly for Royal Valley. Here's a deep 3 left side. It's good for Marcus Beck. He's got 12. A timeout. The lead is 5. 55-50 with a buck 17 to go. Hang on to your hats. Right when I mentioned, do the Thunder have a last chance? They've hit 5 straight and got it to within 5. Let's pause for a quick 30. A minute 17 left in the game. 55-50 Royal Valley. Back in a tight 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Toys on sale now at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Hine and True Value is featuring all their toys marked down 20% through the end of December. But hurry in for best selection while supplies last. Hines have all the name brand toys like Ertl, Big Farm, Tommy, Brooder, and several others. And they carry many different sizes and scales. And remember, right now, save 20% on all in-stock toys at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturday 7:30 to noon at 307 Main, downtown Seneca.
KMZA.
Hang with us. A minute 17 left in the ball game. Royal Valley leading Omaha Central 55-50. 5 straight points fairly quickly for the Thunder. Cuts the lead in half. They were down 10 just roughly 25, 30 seconds ago, but they get a couple stops and a couple buckets. Marcus Beck, a big 3 right before the timeout. Here's Thomas dealing with some heavy pressure here in the backcourt. Murata needs to get it across the midcourt stripe. He does. Klotz in the right corner now. Throws it out to Thomas near the midcourt stripe. Tip from behind, out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Panthers. I thought it tipped off Thomas last, but the Panthers will keep it. Now 62 seconds remaining in the game. Royal Valley side out in a 5-point lead. Klotz spins away from Marcus Beck, uses his strong body, gets to the rim, misses the layup, and here comes Marcus Beck. Carter loose, thought about a three, near turnover. Now Hike has it, 49 seconds to go, 5-point game. Hike for three, he buries it. 10 for Hike, it's a 2-point game. 55-53, 40 seconds to go. Here's Mason Thomas up the floor. Difficult spot to be in, and a near turnover, but K.J. Miller gets it back, and he's going to draw a foul. Wow, what a sequence. What a sequence. Nemaha Central had a turnover essentially had four bodies, two from each team, going up for this high arcing pass inside after Thomas was doubled. K.J. Miller gets the deflection, throws up a shot, and he's going to the line to shoot two. Hike the foul is third. Big free throw for K.J. Miller. He's got 21 points, and the lead is three, 56-53, with now 32.9 seconds remaining. A monster free throw for K.J. Miller coming up. Can make it a two-possession game, he does. 22 for K.J. Miller, and it's a four-point lead, 57-53. Here's Curtis Beck, a baseline drive. Hike again from straight on. Not there this time. And then we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession keeps it with Nemaha Central with 23 seconds to go. We need a quick basket. Down four, 57-53. Nemaha Central was down by as many as 16. So they're going to pause the action here and wipe up a spot on the floor. The Nemaha Central has battled back here in this game. These two teams certainly going to be fighting for the top spot in the Big 7 League this season. Both undefeated tonight. One's going to take their first loss heading into the holiday break. Credit Nemaha Central not going away. Hike needs to get it in, throws it over the top, gets it off to Marcus Beck. Now Curtis, he'll drive, curls a layup, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Klotz grabs the rebound, and now they got a foul, and they'll foul Thomas with 11.9 seconds to go. And a four-point lead, so there was the opportunity for the Thunder. And now Thomas looking to score for the first time since the first half. He had 20 in the first half. He picked up his third foul pretty early in the third, and then just a little bit of time there, and then in the fourth, so he's been kind of out and in. Majority of this second half, he's pure on the free throw. He's got 21, and it's 58-53. Again, just 12 seconds remaining in the game. Thomas, his second free throw is good, too. And it's going to be a timeout. 22 for Mason Thomas, and the lead is 6, 59-53. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, credit Nemaha Central battling back. It looks pretty grim now. They would need a very quick bucket here on the inbound. Probably you need a three, and then a quick foul and or a steal. The time is not on your side, just 12 seconds to go, down 6. Both of these teams, after the holiday break, are back in action January 4th. Nemaha Central will take on Sabetha, and the Panthers will go to Holton. And we're off and running once we get out back to it after the new year. So 12 seconds to go, Nemaha Central trailing by 6. So they throw it into Hermish. Good defensive strategy here by the Panthers, and now it's just thrown out of bounds by Cooper Hike, and that certainly is going to end it now. Well, the fans letting him know, I don't know what he was doing there. It's like he was throwing a shot up with one hand, but trying to pass it. Murata needs to throw it in, gets it into Klotz, and he's fouled by Marcus Beck, and down to just 5 seconds to go, so Klotz just trying to pad stats here. He'll shoot two. He's got 15, nine of which have come here in the second half. again, credit the Thunder. They fought all the way back. They got down by as many as 16 in the first half. First free throw is good for Plott. So he's got 16, speaking of that number. 60 to 53, the lead is 7, but they had just gotten it back to within 55-53. But a 6-0 run here down the stretch to make it 61-53. Here's a 3 by Hike, no good. Rebound Coleman, and that's going to do it. So the Royal Valley Panthers stay undefeated. They win at home here tonight over Nemaha Central, 61-53. A lot of post-game to get to, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back in a moment, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
What a wild finish here from Royal Valley High School. Panthers escape. Nemaha Central 61-53, the final score. Nemaha Central girls victorious earlier this evening, 35-25. And then the Royal Valley boys holding off Nemaha Central 61-53. In our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman with you as we run down the recap of this one. Got out to a fast start, both teams with high energy and an up-tempo style in the first quarter. Royal Valley led 15-10 after the first quarter. Mason Thomas scored the first 11 points for the Panthers, and then they'd outscored Nemaha Central 19-11 to take a 34-21 halftime lead, but Nemaha Central fought all the way back. They outscored Royal Valley by 5 in the third, trailed by 8 going into the fourth. 42-34 was the score. Nemaha Central fought all the way back, got it to within 2 at 55 to 53, but it was a 6, or I should say a, yeah, I was right, 6-0 stretch down the way. Final 6 points scored by Royal Valley, some big-time free throws as well. And certainly Thunder had their opportunity with the basketball, potentially for a tie, just unable to connect. But great comeback, though, for the Thunder, making this game just a wild finish. They could have let it get away. They got down 16 in the first half, but Panthers hold on. Two of these teams right now ranked inside the top 6 in Class 3A. Panthers at number 5 and the Thunder at number 6. So let's go through the numbers. 61-53 Royal Valley final. 20 points, or I should say the big trio, scored all the points for Royal Valley. That is Mason Thomas, Brady Klotz, KJ Miller. Thomas and Miller each finish with 22. Thomas had 20 of his 22 in the first half. Miller had 14 of his 22 in the second half. And then Brady Klotz had 17. 11 of those 17 were in the second half. These three came into the game accounting for 83% of the scoring through four games. And those three score all 100% of the points tonight. Pretty incredible, but it's enough for the win. Again, 22 apiece for Thomas and Miller, 17 from Klotz. They had 23 rebounds as a team, 13 turnovers, and the difference was certainly free throw shooting. 18 of 20 at the line was Royal Valley tonight. Mason Thomas, a perfect 6 for 6. Klotz was 7 of 8, and Miller was 5 of 6. So very good free throw shooting down the stretch, especially when Nemaha Central was making their comeback. Some clutch free throws for both Klotz and Miller down the stretch to hold off Nemaha Central again. 18 of 20 from the line. Well, Nemaha Central shot just 9 free throws in the game, only 4 in the second half. They were in total 5 of 9 from the line. So it's a plus 13 difference for Royal Valley at the charity stripe. Thunder also had 14 turnovers, and they out-rebounded Royal Valley 31-23. Curtis Beck led the way, 20 points and 6 rebounds. His brother Marcus, 12 points for Marcus and 9 rebounds. Cooper Hike, 10 big points off the bench. They got 6 from Cole Hermish along with 6 rebounds, and then they got 5 points and 3 rebounds from Carter Lutz. Again, the final score tonight, 61-53. Now time to announce our player of the game presented by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Find out more by visiting bankwithfarmers.com. Well, this one's tough. I kind of look at it from two sides here. Mason Thomas, on one hand, had 20 of his 22 in the second half, or in the first half, but he picked up a third foul in the third quarter. His time kind of came down a little bit, and then he picked up a fourth foul early on in the fourth quarter, so his time was a little sporadic. He only scored 2 points in the second half. I'm going to go KJ Miller here, the 6'4 senior, who had 14 of his 22 points and 6 rebounds in the second half, a guy who came into tonight with just a 33% clip at the free throw line, and he hit some clutch free throws down the stretch. And he went 5 of 6 at the line. So we're going to go KJ Miller, our player of the game, presented by Farmers State Bank. Once again in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Of course, providing modern banking services. Find out more by visiting bankwithfarmers.com. Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight as we now transition into the holidays and the new year. A lot of teams are done until 2022 after tonight, but we do have a couple of games scattered Monday and Tuesday next week. Keep it locked in. Cantaland Radio will let you know who is getting another game or two in prior to the Christmas holiday. But for these two teams, they are done until 2022. Royal Valley will go to Holton on January 4th. Nemaha Central, same night, will be at home against Sabetha. Again, it's a split tonight. The Nemaha Central girls are victorious in the first game, 35-25, improving to 3-2. Lady Panthers drop to 2-3. And in the boys' contest, Royal Valley improves to 5-0, 61-53 final over Nemaha Central. They drop to 4-1. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. For Kirk Hillman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. Stick around. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.